The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the FlyPod, your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. With me today, I have the man who's ever qualified for the job. He's a smell scientist, a master debater. It's Rob.
This is true.
I just took everything that you said up until we record it.
Okay.
You're trying to do smell tests next to me for science.
I was trying to see if smell transferred to other things.
And then you're debating with Johnny and proved him right in your debate. So I was like, okay, I'll add that to the list too.
I am terrible at debates.
So recently, I just listened to all the YPod episodes.
What a coincidence, because I did too, actually.
It's so random.
Yeah, I know. I was actually supposed to be doing homework in the library when I did it. And it was so weird because I was listening to the old episodes while I was supposed to be writing a paper. And I was laughing at the same time that I was laughing. Like, you know how I laugh in the show? I would laugh at the same time. And it would just be so weird. And I just thought, I'm really glad that nobody else can hear what I'm listening to because they'll just hear me laughing with myself.
I think it was a really wasted opportunity. The questions we used before we had fan-submitted questions. We could have picked any question we wanted, and we picked questions like, why is Dingbat's font a thing? Like, why do we do that?
That's true. Now that, like, the question-making process, or the question-picking process is out of our hands, I always think of great why questions in my regular life.
Exactly. What's your least favorite episode?
My least favorite episode is probably the one we put out last week, to be honest.
Before last week's, I would have said cats, but last week's made the top of the worst. And my favorite is bread. Sliced bread. That one's good.
They all run together, kind of, but I think my favorite is either urinals or toasting.
Ooh, toasting is pretty good, too.
Those are some strong episodes.
I think, why is there sliced bread, though? What, like, why is that saying? I think that's when we really hit our stride.
It's true.
And then we broke for season two randomly. Like, we did it.
We did a good episode, and then we stopped making episodes for a long time.
Yep. Oh, that's just how we do. This question was submitted on Facebook by Kiermara. Okay, so her question was, why do dogs spin around in a circle before they lay down all the time?
Wait, dogs? You don't do this?
No. Do you?
Nah, I was just messing with you.
I wasn't that shocked, though.
I mean, it looks pretty comfortable, because what it looks like they're doing is they're just warming up the surface that they're going to be laying down on by putting their paws everywhere.
So whenever you go to bed, the first thing you do is you get there, you rub your hands together, and you start rubbing it on the bed really fast, and you're like, I'm going to warm it up.
No, the first thing that I do is I take the comforter, and I throw it up in the air, and then I really quickly try to get under the comforter as it, like, falls back down. And then I thrash around for a bit trying to get a comfortable spot.
You thrash around in your sleep, too.
I know.
The entire night. I guess you didn't find a comfortable spot.
I'm always searching for that spot, even in my sleep.
So maybe you have the insight of a dog. You know what they're going through. So try explaining it to me. Through a dog's eyes, but you're the dog. You approach the bed. Step one, and why are you doing it?
Okay. Step one is the dog looks at the bed on the floor and thinks to themselves, I'm tired right now. I'm going to go to bed.
What does this bed look like?
It probably looks like a round piece of fabric on the ground.
But what does it look like in your dog eyes?
It looks like a really sad version of the couch that I'm not allowed to sit on.
Aww.
Right? Like, why won't my owners let me sit on the couch? But anyways, they walk up to the bed, they think, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. And then they walk on it, and then they just start, like, putting their paws everywhere. They're probably, like, feeling out for any kind of predator, you know?
What you can't see right now is Rob is actually doing the motions of that. He's getting in the mind of a dog.
Exactly. I'm going to have some kibbles after this, too, so. But yeah, they just push around, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they start turning around for a bit.
Wait, why are they pushing around?
They're checking for predators.
Checking for predators.
Yeah.
In their bed.
Yeah.
Like, small predators.
You don't do that?
Nope.
I guess I do that every night.
I should start doing that then.
Yeah, I actually look in my bed for centipedes.
Specifically centipedes?
Yeah.
You find a spider, you're like, you're not what I was looking for, you're cool.
I haven't seen a spider in my bed, but there are two centipedes. I've seen two centipedes in my room so far.
In your room, not your bed.
What do you mean? It's not a stretch to think that they can climb up into my bed.
I know it's not, but if you found one as you're searching your bed, you would not sleep in your bed that night.
Exactly. I just want to know if I need to sleep on the couch tonight. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Should I sleep on the couch or should I sleep in my bed? I really want to sleep in my bed, but I'm not closed off to sleeping on the couch.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I remember the first time I saw a centipede.
It was... in your life?
No. I don't remember that. You know what? I do, actually. I was in my bedroom playing Borderlands, and there was, like, this thing that was, like, on my wall. And I was like, what's this devilish-looking monster with, like, 100 legs? And it was a centipede, and it was scary, and I slept upstairs for 3 nights straight. And that was when I still lived at my mom's house.
Your mom questioned you, didn't she? She was like, why are you up here?
She did, and then I was like, there was a centipede in my room, and then she understood, I think.
I don't think anyone ever understands, Rob.
But, yeah, it was August, I think. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't August, because it was when I'm rooming with Frank at this point. But
you're talking about this time you've seen a centipede.
Yeah, no, like, there are centipedes in my room now.
Okay.
But I remember Frank wasn't here for whatever reason, but there were, like, centipedes that came out of the closet, and they ran under his bed, and I was like, I wish Frank were here to protect me from this.
So, you didn't have him to protect you from the bug?
I didn't, and it was scary, and I almost slept on the couch that night, but I thought...
But you manned up.
Exactly.
And you're like, it's his problem. They're under his bed.
Exactly. I came to the conclusion that they won't want me. They'll want the 6'7", like, actual prize. Because if they bring that home, you know, if the centipede brings me home to his family, like a centipede family, they'll be like, oh, that's food for, like, I don't know. That's food for a bit. But if they bring home Frank, that's food for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And it's like, really muscular, I think, so it's probably better for you.
Is that how
it's
that
like
works?
More lean, I think.
Okay, back to the dog thing.
Oh yeah. Anyways, where were we?
I think we were on step one. So
no, we already did step one.
So they move their paws around, checking for small predators in their bed. So
and then
step two.
They spin around. When they're spinning around, they're also looking for predators.
Larger predators in the area.
Nope, just the same predators.
Oh,
like,
centipedes.
There aren't any under my bed. Now I'm just gonna look around. See if there are any coming at me. And if they're not...
They have to keep going.
Exactly. And then they also do it because spinning around, it'll warm up their bed for them and get it, like, ready.
Mm.
And then by the time they lay down, they understand that they're safe and that they're warm.
Ah.
Exactly. It's as simple as that.
How many times do they have to spin around before they know they're safe?
However many until they feel comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Now, for me, that's, like, 7 rotations. So and even then I ask Frank if I'm going to be okay, and then he says yes, and then I go to bed.
Have you ever gotten in bed with him because you were scared?
Well, I mean, I was actually going to do that tonight probably because I saw a centipede in my room.
Now, what do dogs do if they see a centipede? Do they also cower like you do?
Nah, I think dogs are more brave than I am. I think they just eat them.
Oh. That's one way to get rid of predators. Why don't you do that?
Because I'm not going to eat something with 100 legs. That would probably be gross, because I think the leg is the thing that tastes the least good in an animal.
Not in chickens.
Unless you're a chicken, I was going to say. But, yeah.
So you're saying that you think a centipede is a predator to a dog?
It's a predator to everything.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'll go into my answer now. Getting outside the view of the Rob Dog, we're going to go to...
Rob Dog, that could be my nickname.
Yeah, there you go. You're the Rob Dog.
Frank actually called me a dog earlier tonight.
Did you feel cool?
I did. I turned off the light for him, and he was like, thanks, dog. And I said, no problem, cat. And I had that pause in there, because I was thinking about what to call him.
My least favorite episode of the Y-Pod, we'd actually say we're going to call people cats.
That's not your least favorite episode, we just went over
this. Second least favorite episode of the Y-Pod.
Exactly.
So, we're going to go back to ancient dogs, also known as wolves.
Ooh.
Yes, so most of what dogs do are all instincts, and this instinct is left over from when they're in the wild, and they were known as wolves. So what they normally did was they spun around and like did all that before they went to bed for three reasons. The first reason was to check their herd, like they or their pack. I guess they travel on a pack, but also shepherd dogs, so they like check their herd of like sheep and stuff, make sure they're all there. So they would spin around, make sure they're all there, and like come together for warmth. And then the second reason was to look for danger, just like you said. Yep. They would spin around, see if there's any predators around them or approaching. But then when they lay down, it's said that a dog's nose will always face the wind that's coming towards them, so they can smell any predators or danger in the air that's approaching them. That's only, like, theorized, though. They don't know that's for sure.
Hmm.
I guess the smarter dogs would do that.
Reason number three?
Reason number three is comfort. That's probably the most important reason today. Just like you were saying, they like want to get all the branches out of their thing. You know, they want it to be soft. They want to dig up fresh dirt. That's why they do the digging thing. If it's like so they can be colder, they need the cold soil. Or they need to like flatten out the grass all around them so it's like nice and like a bed. But then transferring over to like modern day dogs, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to get the stuff out of their bed. They're trying to organize the blankets how they want. You know, it's basically just like a human would.
Dogs have it so easy nowadays.
Yeah. So I guess this is the last episode of the Y-Pod, because next week, Rob's going to be dead from centipedes.
Exactly. This is terrible, actually. That would be, if I died from centipedes, I would probably want a closed casket funeral. Because I can't imagine that you would look good after being attacked by a centipede to death.
It would also be very embarrassing.
Not really. It would be embarrassing if I slipped on a banana peel. I don't know. That wouldn't be embarrassing. I feel like that would just be funny.
So thank you to Kiyomara for sending in that question. If you want to have your question read off next week, you can
go to our Facebook page. It's the Y-Pod on Facebook. Or
you can go to Twitter and make a tweet using the hashtag OctothorpeWP. That's OctothorpeWP.
Nice spelling skills.
I had to think about it a little bit. We have a complicated
I think in
hashtag.
I think in post, I'm just going to add in like 40 seconds of silence. I'm just going to be like, and the people listening will be like, what happened? Did the episode end? It says that there are like 2 minutes left.
It didn't take me that long. So, that concludes the episode. Watch out for centipedes. They're coming.
Good night.